Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Bring it home, Roger.
We'll lay the taxes, lay it around. Head it home.
I want to see you. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. I want to see you
hit it hard, like you always hit it hard.
I want to see Roger, you and JD sing that song together.
We do
have a clip online that we both like. It just shows you're playing in some kind of pro-am, and you sort of sing it. You're singing that. That's a great song.
Yeah,
we enjoy that, and that's one of your all-time classics. Really, how you doing? Where are you? Where are you waking up at this morning? What city? What state?
I'm in Endicott, New York, for the Dick's Sporting Goods Open this week.
Busy guy you are. Did you have a happy Father's Day?
Yeah, it was nice and rainy here in New York.
I heard what you were saying about I don't know, one of your clips talking, speaking of Father's Day. You're talking about Junior. If you could have one thing that he has now, you said it's his hands. Of course, back in the day, John, wasn't that the strength of your game? Was your short game in your hands?
Yeah, that's why I was kind of being funny.
Gotcha.
I'm still trying to find his real father, where he got his hands from for that time.
Not true. I know you're proud of him. I was going to ask about the U.S. Open. Did you get a chance to watch much of it and see how that played out?
I don't watch the U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's the one you can't stand, right? Because it's too hard.
Nah, it's too unfair. I mean, I don't think it's USGA. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, you've always said that. You know, I got mixed up. I think when we talked a month or so ago, which one that you didn't like? I was thinking it was the PGA. You won that one, of course, but the U.S. Open. It is impressive that Wyndham Clark was able to win pole to pole in that thing. That's one thing. It's not easy. Is to start the start on whatever Thursday and win it all the way through on Sunday.
That's pretty impressive, leading from the start, especially in a tournament like that one, because you never know. I mean, you hit a ball 10 feet short of the hole, it goes 80 yards past off the green, or one green, you can hit it 10 feet past the hole and it spins 80 yards down the hill. I don't know. I'm just not a USGA fan at all.
Last night,
that's pretty impressive.
It is. Wire to wire. Last night, Oklahoma wins its third national championship in baseball. North Carolina loses its 13th, or for the 13th time, going to Omaha. That ties us, John. We've got 13 appearances. I think that's what we said. It's either 12 or 13, Roger. I can't remember. Did you get a chance to watch any of that? It's a great story. Oklahoma did not have a great regular season. They were 11th. In the standings, they go to Hoover, get beaten one game by Missouri, and then get hot, man. And, they have to come back and beat Georgia Tech twice. It's a pretty remarkable story. I think it's a reminder, too, John, we were talking, that you don't have to have a great, regular season. If you get hot at the end and had the right pitching and the right hitting, man, you can win it all, just like Ole Miss did as well 2 years ago.
That's what I was going to say, like Ole Miss did. I mean, they barely made the tournament, and look what they did. So, it's funny. I mean, their bats got hot. Their pitching got better all of a sudden. It's amazing because I think we didn't sweep Oklahoma. We beat them, though.
Yeah, we did. Two or three.
They beat us.
We won 2 or 3.
Yeah, you're right. It's all about the bats getting hot at the right time. I mean, and theirs did.
Revision with John Daly brought to you by Honda of Russellville.
Thank you, Honda
Power Sports, the number one Honda Power Sports dealer in Arkansas, third largest in the United States. You got the NBA draft tonight. Everybody here in Arkansas is curious where Darius Acuff Jr. will go. We were looking at Cal's numbers. Your buddies with Cal have known him for a long time at Memphis. It's amazing, John, when you look at how many number one picks that he's had. 43 first-round picks, 4 number one overall picks, 37 of those came at Kentucky. And he's going to get maybe 2 tonight. We hadn't talked about Malik Thomas. We really hadn't talked about him, but what's your thoughts on Acuff Jr. tonight? What do you have any guess at all? Or, of course, we talked about Joe Klein being the highest. He and, I guess since the lottery, because we said Sidney was probably 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Joe and Anthony Black were 6th in the lottery picks. What do you think about tonight?
I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. It's going to be interesting. You know, I've been a Celtics fan since I was 4 years old, you know, growing up in Arkansas. It was Lakers or Celtics back then, and I just fell in love with the Celtics. So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really understand that draft. I mean, you can win the NBA Finals and still get the number one pick, it seems like, sometimes. But it's a lottery pick, right? He picks?
That's right.
So who knows? I mean, wherever he goes, he's going to be awesome, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid's incredible. And hopefully he goes to a place that he does really, really well and has a great NBA career.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. You got the Wizards with the first pick, Jazz second, Grizzlies third, Bulls fourth, Clippers fifth, Nets sixth, Kings seventh. Christian Weaver, our producer who knows his NBA, he thinks he's going to go the Sacramento Kings. Also where Joe Klein went, also where Corliss Williamson went. So it's a, I don't know if that's the greatest the greatest place to go. Also, too, Bobby Portis on the move with Giannis to the Miami Heat. I think that's a great move for Portis. I don't know if you heard about that trade last night, JD. So Bobby Portis has been a guy that I don't know. Maybe he was, you know, yeah. I mean, he's in the, you know, whatever city he goes to, they loved him in Milwaukee. They'll love him in Miami. Have you had a chance to spend any time around him, JD?
Never got to meet him. You know, he only played one year at Arkansas and left. But yeah, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, Hall High.
You know, he did it for his family. He had to do it. From what I understood, he wanted to take care of his family. And I heard he's just an awesome kid. Awesome individual.
Any player of the year?
SEC. I think you may be right. He was impactful, and he's a tough. I mean, he's a tough dude, and a Hall High graduate, as a matter of fact. JD, too. We've obviously seen. We've seen you. You continue. We saw. What was the latest commercial?
Your brother last week.
Oh, that's right. We did the golf tournament Friday for the VFW 83. We're going to find
a message from Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
He'll tell you about
the guitar went for $1,000. We'll find out how much money. Hey, the golf course looks good, JD. From what we were able to see. The Lions Den.
Yeah, it's getting there. We just, you know, we're just continuing to.
Well, and
keep it going.
And so Baz brought a jacket to, or bought some pants to go with
his
jacket.
You know, you gave me your jacket years ago at your house, your Razorback Loudmouth, and I've proudly worn that. And then I went ahead and bought some pants. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's too much to go pants and jacket.
No.
You can do the whole thing.
You can do the whole thing.
Listen, listen, I love my Razorback jacket. Those Loudmouths, are those things still selling well for you?
Yeah, we're still doing good. We're just getting new patterns here and there. I mean, it's still kicking. I love it.
Yeah, the female short shorts.
I saw those.
Something to be.
Yeah, I can't keep up with how many things that you have. Our good buddy Terry Bradshaw just came out with a new book, Roger. Yeah. I don't know how many things you have, John. Everywhere I turn around, you've got something that you've got your name on.
Hustling.
It's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. Is Anna handling all that stuff for you? I mean, and you probably see everything. You have to approve everything, right? There's nothing that gets past you.
No, nothing gets past me. Like my John Day collection too. You know, there's five of us in that. I mean, we're doing great there. It's the Good Boys just killing it. Loudmouth's doing good. Hey, life's good. I'm getting old. I need to probably retire. I need to retire and just come do radio.
Come on, let's go. I think it was Terry Bradshaw that were on the Today Show. He was on the Today Show yesterday, and he's got Bradshaw Bourbon. And I think Daly mentioned, or one of the hosts mentioned, about you having your, you know, Good Boy and how well that's doing. So I give you credit. Nobody hustles more than you do, bud. I mean, you get it. When's the next time you're coming back home?
That's a good question. I'll have to ask Anna.
Yeah, I know she's in charge.
I got no clue.
Of course, I'll be down in Tampa.
I've got no clue.
Hey, I'll be down in Tampa for the SEC Media Days in, when is that? It's coming up at the end of July. Now, how far are you from Tampa? Remind me again.
Oh, 30 minutes.
Well, looks like we may need to get together.
Yeah, meet in the middle neath that old Georgia pine.
Yeah, let's see. I'll send you the dates of when we're going to be down there. Maybe that'll work out.
Yeah, you, him, Bill Vickery, who else?
And then we Trey Schaap. And then we're working on some things in Dardanelle that are exciting. Can't wait to talk about those here in the coming weeks. So that's fun too. All right, buddy. Listen, go out and have a great day today. Yeah, we appreciate you as always. Of course, thanks to
Honda
of Russellville too.
Hey, love you guys. Go home.
Love you too, Johnny. Hawks.